Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're all the Peters here this morning. And the Pauls.
He is very sick.
This is Boris?
No, Paul.
Paul?
Paul, he is very sick. Hannah's godfather.
Oh, Hannah's godfather, okay. Tell him we pray for him, okay?
Yeah.
Well, Blessed Names Day to you, Peter. I must say that, you know, when I think of my names, the proto-martyr Stephen, I'm not worthy. Oh boy, I'm not worthy to bear that name. Peter, you're not worthy to bear that name. But God, by His grace, gives us strength, and He will give you strength. So you can be grateful that you are given the honor. You know, I thought about Peter and Paul, and what came to my mind last night was how God, in His grace, through Christ, it's Christ Himself, who came to Peter. Remember, Peter's one who denied his Savior, denied him. It was a horrible thing that Peter did. You know, when Judas also denied his Savior. And when Judas did it, he felt so bad, and he felt so horrible. He killed himself. Peter could have done the same. He denied Christ. But instead, he repented. He wept bitterly. What about Paul? Think about Paul. What did he do? He was, in a sense, even worse than Peter. He went out and he pursued those who were Christians as far as he could, all the way up into Damascus. And he brought them to be killed or persecuted. And in both cases, Christ came. He came to Peter. And remember, where was it that Peter or denied his Savior? It was around them, a campfire. Remember, it was cold that night when Jesus was brought to the Sanhedrin before the high priest. And so they made a little fire of coals, it says. And Peter, with the rest of them, gathered around that coal fire to warm himself. Where did Jesus come to Peter and bring him back into fellowship? It was when they were out fishing, remember? And Jesus made a fire of coals and prepared the fish over that fire. It was there that Jesus brought Peter back. Boy, Peter must have seen the relationship. It was around a coal of fire. He said, I denied you, Lord, now around a coal of fire. You're bringing me back in and saying you love. You're giving me the commission to be your chief apostle. So what I want us to see in this, and then Peter, what about Paul? I mean, Paul persecuted the Christians. And Christ came and said, why are you persecuting me, Peter or Paul? It's hard for you to kick against the prince. In both cases, we have people who failed tremendously. And Paul could say, I am the chief of sinners because I persecuted Christ and his church. In both cases, Christ comes to them and he confronts them with his love and his grace. And he brings them into fellowship. Now, they could say, well, thank you, Lord. I'm under your grace and your love again. Things are going to be really good for me now. But that wasn't quite the case, was it? In both cases, they themselves were persecuted. They suffered. And they both suffered the cross in Rome. But throughout their lives, I especially think of Paul. We read it this morning. How Paul three times petitioned the Lord, Lord, please take away this pain that I have. Take away this thorn in my flesh. Here, here's Paul. He goes around healing people. He goes around with power. In the name of Christ, he brings the power of salvation into the life and into the bodies of people. But he himself, when he asks God for the grace to heal his own body, he doesn't get it. The Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you. In weakness, you are strong. And God brings his grace into Paul's life through his suffering. I've been a minister in the Reformed Church for many years, in the Orthodox Church, and I've known people who said, God, I pray, why do I carry this burden? Why do I suffer so? I wish I could say, I'm going to be like Paul and I'm going to heal you. I can pray, but sometimes God in his grace knows what's best for us and for the general world around us. And so he says, I will give you grace sufficient for the cross that you must bear. But we do know that the Christ who suffered on that cross gained the victory. And he rose from the dead. Christ himself said, Lord, if possible, take this cross from me. Please, I don't know if I can bear it. Christ himself prayed that to the Father. We shouldn't feel at all ashamed to go to the Father, beg him for his grace. But when we hear him say, my grace is sufficient, then we, like Christ and like Paul, thy will be done, Lord. Knowing that like Christ who bore his cross, we too will gain the victory. We too will share it. And when he comes again in glory, he will receive us and he will give us new bodies. We will become transformed people. So we have Peter and Paul. Peter, the apostle to the Jews, and Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. That includes the whole world. Because what is a Gentile? A Gentile is one who isn't a Jew. The Jews and the non-Jews, all of us, are included in the wonderful apostolic ministries of Peter and Paul. And may God give us grace, Peter, to bear that name,